Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu fadli man mata lahu awladun sigharun. This is the chapter, the virtue, the merit of the person whose little children pass away. Many times a person's child passes away in infancy, and this chapter is regarding that. Wa an Anas radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min muslimin yamutu lahu thalathatun lam yablughu al-hins illa adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah bi fadli rahmatihi iyyahum, muttafaqun alayh. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim whose three children pass away before reaching puberty, Allah Ta'ala will admit this person into paradise by virtue of his mercy for the children. Any Muslim whose three children pass away before reaching puberty, Allah Ta'ala will admit this person into paradise by virtue of his mercy for the children. So this hadith talks about a person who loses his three children whilst they are small. They have not reached bulugh, they have not yet become baligh, they have not reached the age of puberty. And there are various ahadith explaining this on the day of Qiyamah. These children will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the parent is now, because of his sins, going to Jahannam, these children will then put up a case in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah allows them this, that, oh Allah, you deprive us from seeing and being with our parents in the dunya. Now don't deprive us from being with them in paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then show his mercy upon these children. And because of the mercy of this on these children, Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on the parents, and Allah Ta'ala will save the parents from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah will enter the parents also into paradise. There's another hadith where then the Sahaba asked, what about two? And this hadith is coming, inshallah, today. We will discuss it also. So when the Rasulullah asked, what about only two children passed away in infancy? Rasulullah said, even if it's just two children who passed away in infancy, Allah will still admit the parent into Jannah. And there is a narration of even just one child. So a person loses a child in infancy, Shariat consoles such a mother and such a father that inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, this child will become the means of your entry into paradise. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yamutu li ahadi min al muslimin thalathatun min al waladi la tamussuhu an nar illa tahillatu al qasam, muttafaqun alayh. Wa tahillatu al qasam qawlullah ta'ala, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا وَالْوُرُودُ وَالْعُبُورُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَهُوَ جِسْرٌ مَنْصُوبٌ عَلَى ظَهْرِ جَهْنَّمَ عَافَانَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, a Muslim whose three children pass away, then Jahannam will not touch such a person except in the fulfillment of the oath. Now what is the fulfillment of the oath? Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam upon himself, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, that every single person has to cross pul sirat, has to cross the bridge which spans over Jahannam. So Jahannam, and over Jahannam is a bridge, which we know in Urdu, Pul Sirat, in Arabic, As-Sirat. And every person has to cross this. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a wa'ada from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called Tahillatul Qasam, that every person had to cross this. Otherwise, if it hadn't been for crossing the Pul Sirat, then Allah will put the person directly into Jannah, but this much the person has to go, in other words, across this sirat. So he has to cross over this bridge. But again, because of being deprived of seeing his children, enjoying his children in this world, Allah will enable him to cross and he goes into paradise. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal, jaat imratun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu, faqalat, ya Rasulullah, dhahab ar-rijalu bihadithik, faja'allana min nafsika yawman na'tika fihi tu'allimuna mimma 'allamaka Allah. So this woman comes and says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the men have taken away all your, or they have been benefiting from your ahadith, from your discourses, so make for us a day that we can come to you in which you can teach us that which Allah has taught you. قَالَ اجْتَمِعْنَا يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. So Rasul then tells them that gather a certain place, another riwayat, that certain person's house, you must gather there. And then these sahabiyat, فَاجْتَمَعْنَا, they gathered at that person's house. فأتاهن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فعلمهن مما علمه الله. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم taught them certain things that Allah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم قال, then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in this bayan of his to the woman, he said, ما منكم من امرأة تقدم ثلاثة من الولد إلا كانوا لها حجابا من النار. That there isn't any woman amongst you who has sent forward three of her children. In other words, she has lost three children in this world before becoming baligh, except that these three children on the day of Qiyamah will become a hijab, a barrier for this woman from going into Jahannam. فَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ وَثْنَيْنِ. A woman then asked, what about just two children if I lost? Rasulullah said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَثْنَيْنِ. Even if it's just two children, but these two children will become a hijab for you from entering Jahannam. So these ahadith give consolation to all those people who have lost their children in infancy before becoming baligh, on the day of Qiyamah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have raham on these children, and because of that Allah will put their parents into Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.